Coming up on Reflections.
Especially when I saw this girl, Daniela, I thought, that's not my business. Don't put your nose in there. You know, you got things to do, places to go. You know, there's something going on, but please do put your nose in there. There's something perhaps you can help. We don't know until we ask.
Hi, I'm Rick Higgins. Welcome to the podcast. Reflections is storytelling. It's about real life, real people who have come across real struggles and real obstacles and have managed to push through and come out the other side a changed person. Today's guest is Carolyn Tester. After we were chatting, after she told me her story, well, somehow it kind of came to define my very existence. But more about me after she tells her story.
Hi there, I'm Carolyn Tester. I'm a part-time teacher. My background is both civilian and military. I was in the Navy and Navy Reserve for 29 years, retired a couple years back. I started off as an E1, the lowest of low, and rose to the rank of commander. They have a commissioning program that I participated in after college, after I got my degree through the GI Bill. And in the civilian sector, I parlayed those communication skills as a reporter and anchor. So I loved getting news and talking to people. And I've interviewed, you know, everyone from John Travolta to Jeb Bush, President Clinton. And I just love it. Okay, so I will just start with my story, if that's okay, Rick. Like I said, I have it sort of written out in dialogue form. So here goes. I've only told this story. You're probably the second person who's heard it. So it's a story that changed my life. Okay, here goes. I was thousands of miles away when I heard the news and the phone call from his boss, David. Caroline, he said grimly and with reluctance, I hate to tell you this, but you deserve to know. Michael's been cheating on you. I trusted David, a 30-something boss, also a father and husband whom I'd known for a good while. Still, this news felt like a knife had been skewered into my heart. And as I thought about my 2-year-long relationship with Michael, that statement fit the puzzle. Charismatic Michael had many female friends whom I just dismissed as admirers. The girl who stroked his arm a few seconds too long in a bar, the late nights unaccounted for. But as a 24-year-old, head over heels in love, I also had rose-colored glasses on. At this moment, though, I was extremely sad, truly a hot mess. And to top it off, I learned of Michael's numerous infidelities just before boarding a plane from my military base in Germany to home, to him, to our apartment, and our life together. I was in Germany for my annual 2-week Navy Reserve duty. I wasn't sure how I was going to survive this, nor how to move forward. I boarded the plane in a fog. I pride myself on being a pretty stoic person. I'm German and in the military after all. But I couldn't stop the tears from streaming down my face and grabbed the tiny beverage napkin to wipe them away. Just then, my seat neighbor, an elderly, well-dressed man with dark skin, graying hair, and thick Coke bottle glasses, looked at me and said, "What's wrong?" I can't recall the last time anyone seemed to genuinely care like that. Or maybe he was just scared that I'd be a blubbering mess for the next 7 hours. In detail, I explained what happened and what awaited me. He listened intently, nodding and letting me relay everything amidst my sobs. I told this gentleman, I'll call him Grandpa United, which is the name of the airline, that I was also scared of Michael, as he had a temper and there had been some abuse in the past. After listening, he sighed, waited a few seconds, and I will never forget what happened next. He took both my hands into his. He looked me squarely in the face and said, "You have to throw the bum out." I couldn't imagine doing that. But he was so resolute and bold. His words had conviction. I knew I had to at least try. Ironically, upon landing that day, there was a hurricane in the local area. Sheets of rain and wind were coming down as I took the taxi from the airport to our home. When I opened the door to our small walk-up apartment, I noticed Michael wasn't there. But he did leave a pan of gilt-made brownies. He knew I knew. I thought about what Grandpa United said, and I bagged up all of Michael's clothes in a large hefty bag and turned that pan upside down on the clothes, smushing in the frosting and the cake before knotting it closed. This felt incredible. I'd never done anything like this. I took the bag and set it on the stoop and had the locks changed. A couple hours later, Michael came home. He banged on the door while pleading to come in. "There's a hurricane out there," he whined. "Are you really throwing me out now?" "I couldn't think of a better time," I responded, emboldened. There was some karma there, for sure. I don't know why I was seated next to Grandpa United. Out of all the 300 plus people on that international flight, we were seatmates. I'm not a very religious person, but there was definitely some divine intervention. I do believe that to this day. There's a Bible verse from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 that says, "And show hospitality to strangers, for they may be angels of God showing up as your guest." I've kept that verse in my wallet. The modern day version is "pass it forward." And I've been trying to do that ever since.
While you're processing the first part of Carolyn's story, I have a little housekeeping to do. Did you know that we have a newsletter? Yep. Every 2 weeks, you get a nice little bunch of goodness in your inbox. Words full of encouragement, motivation, stories of travel, and of people actually living the life that they choose. Just head on over to rickhiggins.com and a helpful little pop-off will appear and lead you right to where you need to go. And here's the best part. It's absolutely free. The only thing it's going to cost you is your email address. And now, back to Carolyn.
Oh, who is that? It just walked
by. That's my long-haired dachshund rescue pup, Carmelo. He's 14, and he has to be near Mama.
Oh, I understand. I'm curious, did you ever speak with Grandpa United again? Or is he just a dip into your life?
Yeah, I remember writing him a letter and sending it. You know, this was in the early 90s. And I remember writing him a letter and sending it. And I don't know if he got it or anything, but I've never heard from him again. And I would love for him, I'm sure he's deceased now, maybe. I don't know. You know how when you're 20 and somebody old to you is 45, you know? I mean, I'm sure he was probably maybe 50, you know? I don't know. He just seemed like, you know, this grandfatherly, I mean, probably like in his 60s, but he's probably, I'm going to assume, deceased since then. But I would love, you know, those people who make that change in your life, I would just love for him to know. So I don't know if you got the letter. I don't know.
But it sounds like he was in the right place at your right time.
Isn't that crazy, Rick? Isn't that crazy? I mean, I think that, yeah, it's all, you know, it all happened for a reason. And, you know, why was he there? Why was he next to me? You know, there's a million people who could be next to me, a screaming baby.
And you were at the right time to receive whatever he had to say.
Absolutely.
Has that changed you in any other aspects? I mean, since
yes.
Then, have you faced other things and you kind of hark back to Grandpa United and go, yeah, I can do
yes.
this?
Yes, absolutely, Rick. You know what's funny is literally 3 weeks ago, I was flying back from Tampa and I dropped off my daughter at University of Tampa. And I was at Spirit Airlines and my flight's here, A17, and then A18 is next to me. And they're boarding A18 to Fort Lauderdale. And I see the agents pull this young woman out of line. And they said something to her. And she's like, she's like crying. She's really upset. Like you could just see that she's in a hurt state. And she said, "I don't know what to do. I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to stay." This was like late at night. This was like 9:30, last part of the night. And they were like, "Sorry, you know, kind of it sucks being you." And they literally told her, "Well, you got to come back tomorrow." And she's, you know, I'm looking at her like she's my daughter. She's probably 19. So I'm like, and nobody's talking to her. Nobody's saying anything. I'm like, this is effed up. I'm going to go. And the reporter in me is like curious, like what is keeping, like, what did this woman do? You know what I mean? Like what's going on? So I go over to her. She's in tears. And then she's on her phone. She's speaking Spanish, really rapid Spanish to her mom, I'm assuming, blah, blah. And so I'm not understanding this. So something bad is happening. So I said, "Honey," I was like, "first of all, what's your name?" She said, "Daniela." I said, "Daniela, what is going on?" And she said, "Yeah." She's like, "Hi." And she said, "I have my bag is overweight or I have to pay a bag fee. It's $100 and I have 35 on me. I'm like, girl, is that it? I said, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal. I said, well, come with me. We're going to go over. So I went to the agent. I gave him my Amex card and I said, let's just, you know, get this girl taken care of. She's like, oh my, she's like 5'2". You know, I'm 6 feet tall. She's like, oh my God, can I hug you? I said, sure, honey. You know, and I hugged her and she hugged me back. And I said, do me a favor. I said, when you get to my age, you know, you do have a little bit of money, you pay it forward. She said, oh my God, absolutely, I will. You know, and what was funny was during this, a gentleman walked behind me, probably 20 something, another guy, tall guy. He's like, taps me on the shoulder. He's like, hey, I heard what happened. Can I chip in? I was like, oh my God. So, you know, happy ending. The girl got on the plane. And I said to her, I said, oh, how old are you, by the way? She said, I'm 16. 16. 16. They were going to leave her, like, in, you know, the streets. I just couldn't believe it. Anyway.
Did it enter your mind at some point that you were now Grandpa United, except maybe Grandma Spirit?
Isn't that funny? Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought about him, and I thought this was what I was supposed to be here. I was Grandpa United, especially when I saw this girl, Daniela. I thought, that's not my business. Don't put your nose in there. You know, you got things to do, places to go. You know, there's something going on, but please do put your nose in there. There's something perhaps you can help. We don't know until we ask. And it sounds so simple. And you're like, well, yeah, sure. But until you actually do that, I don't think you realize like how close you are to changing a person's trajectory, if not for that day, you know, maybe for their life, something they'll remember forever. And so, you know, I do believe we are here to care for one another as brothers and sisters, you know, during our short time on earth. And if we can affect a positive change, man, do it.
You can find links to Carolyn at, you know, I'm going to let her tell you because she also has a favor to ask of you.
We're members of a local American Legion Post 37, and we're constantly underfunded. So if people want to give to that, we help both veterans and the public, and we do a food pantry distribution every month. And there's service officers who help them file veterans claims. It's on a shoestring budget. So yeah, any clams people want to throw that way, that would be awesome.
Well, we will make sure we get that out.
Like I said at the top of the show, paying it forward comes in many flavors. Sometimes it's actually helping someone out, and sometimes it's just making a connection, pulling them a little closer, perhaps even inspiring them in ways that, well, won't become apparent for a long time to come. And I also realized while talking to Carolyn why I actually do this podcast, why I actually do my YouTube channel. Now, if you'd like to share your own story on Reflections, I would love to hear it. Just go on over to rickhiggins.com, find the Contact Us tab, and at the top, select I Want to Tell My Story. And if that's just too many steps, just send me an email at rick@rickhiggins.com. Thanks for listening.